It's Midday. All day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show.
Good morning, everyone out in Central Louisiana and all the 88.1 listeners. We thank and praise God together today for life and life more abundantly, and that we have our health and strength for today. So you are tuned in to Just Stuff, and the host of Just Stuff is Sister Barbara Johnson. And again, I'm Reverend June Addison. And I truly appreciate the opportunity to, through God, that she's given me to be able to sit in and guest host Just Stuff on every third Tuesday. So thank you so much to all of my brothers and sisters out there and that listen in and tune in to hear Pray God, as she says in her opening message, that it is a program for encouragement and empowerment, and I pray that on today that is what you will receive. Today is a interesting topic for today, and I pray God you have your Bible and pen and pencil at hand as we look at the word repentance. Repentance. We're going to pray God with the time we have. We're going to look at two things. What is repentance and why must we repent? And so let's dive into the word. We're going to be looking at Mark chapter 6. And we're not going to go through the entire chapter, but we're going to pick up on verse 12. Now, in chapter 6, Jesus is teaching in the synagogue, and he is doing mighty works, and he comes to the place where they question who he is. And in verse 3, they say, "Isn't this the carpenter, the son of Mary and Joseph?" So the people that were gathered in the synagogue was wondering who was Jesus. And we go through the chapter as he called the 12 unto him, and he began to teach them. And when we get to verse 12, not only did Jesus equip the disciples before he sent them out, but he gave them specific instructions. And verse 12 says, "And they went out and preached that men should repent." How awesome is that? Our spiritual ancestor, our gospel ancestors, they were sent out from Jesus to preach repentance. So we want to take a look at this word because it's important to us as believers, and it is certainly important not only to believers, Christians, but certainly to non-believers. The Word of God is here to help us come to true repentance in our lives. And true repentance will bring deliverance. It will bring us setting free of the mind, body, of the mind, soul, and spirit. And it will bring about healing that should take place from the inside out. Oh, praise his name. Christ made it possible for us to have that. And I pray that the listening audience today, all of you that are listening, that we will not only gain knowledge today, but that we will gain an understanding of repentance for ourselves, our families, for our church, our cities, our country. It's a word that all of us need. And we just want you to know today, above all things, that repentance, it's not an ugly word or a condemnation, a word of condemnation. But I want you to gain the understanding today that repentance is a spiritual weapon against temptation and sin we face every day in our lives. How awesome is that for God to reveal to us this today? Repentance. See, sometimes the enemy, even our own self, will condemn us to think that, oh, we've done something wrong. Oh, we're wrong. We sinned. We committed this thing. We can't go to God. And yet God tells us today that true repentance is a spiritual weapon we have that we can use against temptation and sin. And so it allows us to not be condemned, but that we can confess and our sins and commit to God that we want to be in right relationship with Him. We want to be in right fellowship with Him, to live in holiness, in righteousness, and love toward Him and toward our brothers and sisters. And this, my brothers and sisters, this spiritual weapon that we have was provided for us through the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, when Jesus sent the disciples out here in Mark chapter 6, He equipped them to go out. He equipped them. Now, we don't really see it here in Mark 6. But He taught them. The disciples were present as Jesus spoke to the multitude, the Pharisees and Sadducees, all that were gathered around Him. As He spoke to him, the disciples were in His presence, listening and beholding Him and hanging on every word that Jesus was saying. And through that process, He taught them about the kingdom of God. So I pray above all today that you do not look at repentance as a condemnation or something that we need fear, especially in the body of Christ. But that is one of our spiritual weapons we can use to come to God and confess, and as we're going to see later on, to be washed and cleansed. What power is that? That even after we mess up, even after we make mistakes, and even after we fall and blunder, and we're unfaithful, we're doubt, we worry, we do all kinds of things that offend God and that are sin before God. And yet here is our loving Heavenly Father, through Christ Jesus, provided a way of escape. And that way of escape, my brothers and sisters, is through repentance. When we look at what repentance means according to Strong's Concordance, repentance is a change of mind. And in the changing of the mind, it's a change in the purpose one would perform or in something that they have done. In other words, repentance, and I know if you've been in if you have any kind of church life, you know and have heard that repentance is turning away from sinful behavior, attitudes, or opinion. Turning away from what separates us from God the Father. Turning away from what does condemn us. Turning away from sin that would bound us, hold us bound, and keep us from walking in the perfect will and the perfect ways of God. Now, of course, we cannot do this turning on our own, because many times we will hold on to things, as the definition say, we will hold on to things in our mind that we might see in our own eyes, in our own understanding we're leaning on. We see it as justifiable. We see it as they did me wrong, so I'm going to hold this thing against them. Or I know that this is wrong, but, you know, I always call but to do or not do God's, to not do God's will as us finding loopholes in the scriptures. And so repentance is that turning away from behaviors, attitudes, and opinions that separates us from the fullness of God, the fullness of Jesus Christ in our life. That's his righteousness, his holiness, his love, his forgiveness. Not only is it a turning that goes, and that turning goes beyond just saying, I'm sorry. True repentance causes us to turn away from ungodly and sinful behaviors and actions to God. How awesome and beautiful is that? And we see that picture in the prodigal, in the story of the prodigal son. The prodigal son turned away from what he had gotten himself into and ended up in the pig pen. He turned away from that in his mind, in his spirit, in his heart. He turned away from those things and turned to going back to his father and falling on his face and asking his father's forgiveness. Isn't that a picture of Jesus Christ? Isn't that a picture of our Lord, our Heavenly Father, who stands waiting on us, that after we are done and we realize and we come to ourselves in our pig pens, oh my Jesus, that's a whole nother sermon right there. When we come to ourselves and we turn away from those pig pen behaviors, attitudes, and opinions, and we begin to head toward our Father God, he's standing ever present and waiting for us to return back to him. Come to him. And don't just say that that young man out of the pig pens didn't just come say and say, oh, Daddy, I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? Oh, I'm sorry. No. He had already determined that he was going to beg his father's forgiveness, humble himself, and ask and repent before his father and ask for forgiveness. My brothers and my sisters, today, the church of the living God, and the church is not the building. The church, we who are called by his name, we who have been called by a holy calling through Christ Jesus, must repent from any and all error, behavior, actions, and opinions that is not of God, that goes against the very word of God, and that we don't look for the loopholes in the scripture that we want to insert what we think will justify us. And that was the behavior of the Pharisees and Sadducees. They justified themselves in what they were doing, which Jesus came to tell them, there is a more excellent way than the law. I'm here. I'm here to give you a better way. And so it's a turning away from sinful behavior, attitudes, and opinions. But it's not just turning away from it. It's turning to the Most High Holy God through Christ Jesus. As I was doing this study, listen to what the Holy Spirit spoke. He said that, and he made it so plain for me, and I pray for you too. The Holy Spirit said, repentance is a cleansing agent that God uses to restore and resurrect us and place us in our rightful standing in him, in Christ, as sons and daughters. How awesome is that? Oh, my brothers and sisters, repentance ought not be something we shy away from, we ignore, or we see it as something that will condemn us, but it is God's cleansing agent that cleanses us, our hearts, our mind, soul, spirit, our spiritual garment that we wear on the inside of us that must be washed and cleansed and restored. When we repent to God through confession of our sin, and you know something right there, brothers and sisters, we ought not sugarcoat our sin. We ought not try to gloss over our sin, but we should say what God says about sin. Say what the Word of God says about sin. Lord, forgive me. I repent of lying, because lying is of the devil. And that in your word it declares that thou shalt not lie. It declares in your word that you're not a man that you can lie. So, Father, because you are my Father God, in Christ, I repent of a lying spirit. Don't play with unclean spirits. Don't call them out for what they are. Call them out for what Jesus says they are. Because when you look at verse 13 in chapter 6, it says, and they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed. Oh, my brothers and sisters, the world, the people need what God has put in us to go forth and be in the world. Not only be salt and light, but be that example that God uses to go forth. And he is able to use us because we're ever before him, repenting and confessing and being obedient and going forth in him, in Christ, to bring salt and light in the world. So when we repent to God, we turn away from what has separated us from him, and he has provided repentance for us through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus did that for us on the cross at Calvary, that at Jesus' death, it was a real death, a real Jesus had a real death, and they buried him in a real tomb. And there was a real resurrection of the body of Jesus Christ from the tomb. We can come, knowing this, we can come to our Heavenly Father and be cleansed from all unrighteousness. Look at what John says, and John being the forerunner of Jesus, whose first message was repentance. John came preaching repentance. Not only did John, but Jesus, after being baptized by John, his forerunner, preached the message of repentance. And let's look at what 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9 says, he that said he is in the light and hated his brother is in darkness. And verse 9, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. Let's go to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What I read first was chapter 2 and verse 9, which is God brings that together. Because if we have anything against our brother or sister, and that means anybody, if we have anything against a supervisor, our co-workers, our colleagues, our sisters and brothers who sit in the pews with us Sunday to Sunday, if we have anything through them, when we realize that that is not of God and that's not pleasing to God, even though we were not the person that committed the act, perhaps it was committed against us. Even so, the Bible teaches us that we should be willing to go to the individual and ask forgiveness, and the two of us come in agreement that we repent of our behavior, our attitude, and our opinion. And look what John tells us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We must repent, body of Christ, of all unrighteousness. Oh, my God, my Jesus. That's another sermon for two more times. We must repent of our sinful doings, behaviors, attitudes, and opinions, and things that we say and do that's offensive before God. I love what Joseph said. Joseph said, when he told the Pharaoh's wife, "I will not commit," and I'm paraphrasing, "I will not commit this sin before God." Oh, my Jesus. When you think that it's not the person on the other side of who you that you're seeing that you are committing an act of sin through behavior, attitude, or opinion, you're doing that before the face of God. He sees you because he saw that thing in your heart first before you even spoke it. Or perhaps you spoke it and nobody was around. God sees that. He hears that. And before we even commit the behavior or the act, God, we committed it before God in our heart. And repentance is needful. We must repent from that thing before it festers and before it lingers in our mind and the enemy have opportunity to get in that thing and bring us to acting out on that thing we thought we believed or that we were going to act on. Repentance is for Christians. Repentance is for non-Christians alike. We repent through the blood of Jesus Christ and come to our Heavenly Father for forgiveness. The non-Christian or the non-believer repents that his sins too may be washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus, who provided that cleansing power at Calvary's cross for both of us, the Christian and the non-Christian. That the non-Christian can now repent and come to God like that picture of the prodigal son. Come, return to God. Turn, complete turning. It's not a turning and keep looking back. It's not a turning and still hold on to that sin or that unforgiveness or those things that's those weights that so easily beset us, those sins that harbored in our lives, in our heart. But John, who came preaching and baptizing in repentance, unto repentance, tells us in 1 John, first chapter in verse 9, that we confess our sin. Say what God says about that thing. God is faithful. Oh, that's something to shout about right there. That he is faithful and he's just to forgive us of our sins. Not condemnation. Not casting us away, not causing heaven to be brass to our prayer, but he hears our confession. He sees our repentant, true repentant heart, and he cleanses us from those things that are unrighteous before his face. Oh, thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise his holy name. Where would we be today if he was not faithful and just when we repented of our unrighteousness? Where would we be if he had not been faithful and just to us to forgive us of our sin? God forgives and have mercy on us, and he strengthens us against sinfulness that we deal with on a daily basis. And that strengthening, my brothers and sisters, comes from the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, that on a daily basis, he convicts us. Don't you know that as soon as there's something we have done or said that's not of God, from God, or it glorifies God, don't you know the Holy Spirit convicts us on that? And that is the moment. Don't let that moment pass. As soon as the Holy Spirit convicts, and he does not ever convict to condemn, but he convicts so that we can turn from that. We can repent from that. We can ask God's forgiveness for that. And that spiritual weapon of repentance cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Oh, bless the name of God. Hallelujah. What a great gift we have that we can be forgiven. Why should we repent? And I think I've shared some of that. And I also want to give you 1 John chapter 2, 1 and 2. John tells us, my little children, these things I write unto you. Even back through John's writing, the book of John, I'm writing these things unto you that ye sin not. We have the power to not sin. We have the power to not act on sinful behaviors or thoughts. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Oh, my goodness. Jesus Christ, the righteous. He's our propitiation. He's the propitiation for our sin. He's the substitute for our sin. And not for us only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Oh, we are blessed today, my brothers and sisters, with the gift of repentance. Why should we repent? Because that was the first message of the New Testament through John and Jesus. Mark chapter 6 and 12 says, and they went out. That's what we are basing our teaching on today. They went out. Jesus sent them out, and they preached that men should repent. And there is no repentance without the remission. There's no remission of sin without the blood of Jesus. Then in Luke chapter 3, 2 through 3, John preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And I want you to study today Luke 24, 45 through 47. We have the blessed gift of repentance through Christ Jesus. And we must repent in the name of Jesus. Repentance comes through his name. Oh, glory to God, because it's through his shed blood that we have opportunities on a daily basis to repent. Is there something in your life that you have to repent of today? I pray that you will right now go before God and say, Lord, I repent of this or that or thus and this that you know that the Holy Spirit has shown you. I repent of that thing, God. I repent. I turn from that, God, and I turn to you to help me, forgive me, strengthen me, to put that thing down, to leave, to turn away from that pig pen thing that's going on in my life. And I turn to you, Father God, through Christ Jesus, to forgive me, wash me. I pray the cleansing agent of repentance wash over me, cleanse me, and set me aright with you. God bless you today, body of Christ. Those of you who are listening, I pray that you will take a look and continue to study the repentance. It's throughout the Old and New Testament. We know David's day when he repented in Psalms 51. Read that today. Oh, my brothers and sisters, all who are listening, let us fall before God on our knees, on our face, and repent of all of our unrighteousness. And he's faithful and just to forgive